Sí, muchas gracias, señor.
Many thanks, President. I'd like to start by extending a welcome to Ambassador Houssam Aydin Alaa, as you assume on behalf of the Syrian Arab Republic, the presidency of the CD, and I'd like to wish you every success given your new responsibilities. I would also like to thank the work done by the Swiss ambassador and for her efforts deployed, as well as the work done by previous presidents. Sir, for Cuba, the existence of nuclear weapons is one of the major threats for the very survival of humanity. And that is why the only guarantee that nuclear weapons cannot be used by states, nor indeed by anybody, would be their total elimination. The overwhelming support from the international community for the adoption of a treaty on the prohibition of nuclear weapons is a landmark in the history of the United Nations in terms of general and comprehensive disarmament. Cuba became the fifth country in the world as it ratified this treaty on the 31st of January this year. We would urge all countries, particularly nuclear weapons states, to show the political will as well as their real commitment to nuclear disarmament by signing and ratifying this treaty in order to facilitate its prompt entry into force. We would also argue that the upcoming NPT review conference held in 2020, it should not miss the real opportunity of marking a turning point, a historic turning point, contributing in real fashion to progress achieved along this path to achieving a world free of nuclear weapons. We very much regret the failure to comply with the agreement to host in 2012 the International Conference for establishing in the Middle East a zone free of nuclear weapons and other weapons of mass destruction. And we hope that the upcoming review conference for the NPT will make progress in this area. In addition, Cuba recognizes, and we're very proud of the contribution made by Latin America and the Caribbean to nuclear disarmament and maintaining peace and international security, with the creation of the very first zone in a highly populated area of the planet which is free of nuclear weapons, thanks to the Treaty of Tlatelolco, and the first region which has been formally proclaimed a zone of peace, and this on the occasion of the second summit of the Community of Latin American Caribbean States, CELAC, held in Havana, Cuba in January 2014. President, we hope that the high-level international conference, the UN conference on nuclear disarmament, can be held as soon as possible and that it has the support of all those countries that are really committed to peace and nuclear disarmament. The aim being that we establish ways and means of eliminating nuclear weapons as soon as possible. The goal being to agree on a staged program, a step-by-step program for the complete elimination of nuclear weapons in a specific time frame. President, the Conference on Disarmament needs to adopt a balanced work program as well as start up negotiations as soon as possible. The absence of political will is the only obstacle to us starting our work, and we would restate that all members of CD, and I'd like to repeat, all members of CD, have a responsibility to adopt a program of work as part of our collective efforts in line with the rules of procedure of CD. We are ready to start negotiations on a comprehensive convention in the area of nuclear weapons, a treaty which prohibits the arms race in outer space, a treaty that will provide effective security assurances and guarantees for non-possessing states, a treaty prohibiting the production of fissile material for the manufacturing of nuclear weapons or other nuclear explosive devices, and which takes into account stocks. Cuba is not again starting in its negotiations on a treaty on fissile material, so long as it covers declaring all fissile material stocks as well as irreversible elimination of those stocks within an agreed time frame. Although the negotiation of a treaty in this regard would be a positive measure, it would be of itself insufficient if we don't achieve nuclear disarmament. In addition to that, we hope that the work done by the five subsidiary bodies will contribute to identifying a program of work as well as allowing us to start negotiations as soon as possible. And finally, I'd like to say that the work of the conference needs to stand away from any political manipulation or double standards being used. It prevents substantive work, in other words, negotiating disarmament treaties. Given the serious threats and dangers posed to humanity, let us move away from what divides us and let us stand together to save peace, the planet, and indeed the life of future generations through multilateral solutions. Many thanks.